Chapter 18. Time is ticking. In my full Beastella glory, I head to Beauty's room to check on her. She's not there. Is she still downstairs? I hurry to the basement. Beauty, I say, what are you doing? She's dusty and wearing sweatpants and sitting among big piles of books. There is such great stuff here. Yeah, I say, but are you going to get ready? You're getting married in an hour. I just have a few more books to look through, she says. She doesn't seem excited. Shouldn't she be at least a little excited to get married? I don't think she really likes Mike at all. I can tell her not to get married. I can tell her that Mike isn't the right guy for her, which might be true. Is it true? Beauty? Yeah? No, I can't. You have to get ready. People are going to be here soon. I leave before I change my mind. There's a knock at the front door as I climb upstairs.
I'll get it!
I call out. A group of people dressed in fancy clothes for the wedding stand outside.
Hello,
I say.
Please go to the Great Hall.
There's silence. And then,
ah!
They all scream. Then they turn around and run away. Huh? What just happened? Oh, I happened. They're screaming because of me. I am a beast in a purple satin dress. I am terrifying.
Come back,
I call, but they don't. They keep running. Mrs. Butler puts her hand on my shoulder.
Dear, maybe you shouldn't be the official wedding greeter. Why don't you go check on Beauty?
I guess so, I say with a sigh. Snow? She asks.
No, dear, not yet, but it is quite chilly out.
I hurry to the basement and find Beauty still in sweatpants, still reading.
Beauty! The wedding is going to start any minute. You have to get ready.
Oh my gosh, she says, jumping up. I lost track of time. There are just so many great books. Should I bring some up for the wedding guests? Would they want to read them?
They want to see you get married, I tell her. That's why they're here.
Of course, Beauty says. I guess I have to put on my dress. Give me 2 minutes. Beauty runs up the stairs and I follow. In the entrance hall, I hide behind a tall oval vase as the guests continue to arrive. I don't want to scare anyone else.
This better be quick,
one of the guests grumbles as she slams her way through the foyer, banging the marble with her cane.
Oh, it's Grumpy Great-Grandma.
At the same time, Beauty makes her way down the grand staircase. I gasp. She looks totally gorgeous. Not that I'm surprised. She's wearing a long, flowy, silky white dress and a white veil. Her hair is loose around her shoulders.
Ready? She chimes, stepping onto the floor.
There you are, snaps Grumpy Great-Grandma.
She points her cane at Beauty.
Where have you been? I need more bananas, right now.
Oh, hi, Beauty says. She bites her thumbnail. Right now? Grumpy Great-Grandma bangs her cane against the marble floor.
Yes, right now.
Beauty pivots. Okay, let me just look in the kitchen.
Beauty, no,
I say, jumping out from my hiding place. You need to get to the Great Hall. You're getting married. We can find Grumpy Great-Grandma a banana afterward. Grumpy Great-Grandma stares at me. Her eyes widen. She screams. She drops her cane, spins on her sneakers, and runs right back out the castle door.
Guess her hip isn't that bad, I say.
Careful, Grumpy Great-Grandma, careful,
Beauty calls. Should I go after her? The music starts in the Great Hall. I recognize it from this morning. It's slow dance. I also see bursts of color through the door. Apparently, Mr. and Mrs. Butler are using the disco ball.
No, Beauty, I say, closing the castle door. You're getting married. Now. Let's go.
Where's Mr. Beast? I mean, Mike. she asks, looking around.
I'm here,
he says. He's standing by the kitchen door. He's wearing a black suit with a gray sweater over it. He's also wearing a gray scarf. He seems to be really missing his fur. Jonah is next to him in a suit, the messed-up suspenders, and a purple bow tie that I think is on sideways. He looks adorable. Even Prince is wearing a bow tie. Hi, Beauty says shyly.
Hi,
Mike says, but he's not smiling. He's looking at his hands. Ready to get married? Beauty asks.
I guess so,
he says. Now he's wringing his hands. Last chance, I tell myself. They're not really in love. I can stop the wedding. I can undo my curse. No. I stand up tall. I will not break up their wedding for myself. I don't want to be that kind of person.
Let's go,
I order.
Both of you, to the Great Hall, to your wedding.
All right, Mike says.
After you, says Beauty. Neither of them moves.
Wait,
Jonah calls out. We all turn to him. He flicks his lopsided suspenders with his thumbs.
You can't get married. If you break the engagement, Abby can turn back into a regular person. Jonah, no,
I say. I told you not to tell them.
Sorry, Abby, but they can't get married, and that's that.
He swipes his hands together.
You don't know what you're doing, Jonah,
I cry.
You don't know how fairy tales work. Mom and Dad will be waking up soon. We have to leave, and Mike and Beauty need to have a happy ending.
I know they do, Jonah says, but this isn't it. They shouldn't be getting married. Our plan didn't work.
What are you talking about?
I say, of course it did. They're engaged. Jonah shakes his head.
But they're not in love.
Mike hangs his head.
He's right. The little man is right. Beauty.
His voice chokes up.
We shouldn't go through with this.
We shouldn't? She asks.
No,
he says.
I'm not in love with you, and I don't think you're in love with me. I think you felt sorry for me. Am I wrong?
She hesitates. Mike takes both her hands in his.
Agreeing to marry me was very kind of you, and I will always be grateful. But we don't have much in common. I like cards, you like books. I like cheese. Cheese makes you sick and dizzy. I want to live in the middle of nowhere. You want to live in town. We're not a good match.
But sometimes opposites attract,
I squeak.
Not always, Jonah says.
Beauty exhales. So we're not getting married. She looks completely relieved. I'll admit it. I feel completely relieved, too.
But wait, Mike, if you break off the engagement, you're going to turn back into a beast,
I tell him. He nods.
I assumed so.
But this time it will be forever. You won't be able to switch back. There won't be a way out.
He nods again.
Abby, I spent years comparing myself to normal people. Years. And what I didn't realize until now was that it's not so bad being a beast. I always stayed warm. I had a great sense of smell. I could cook more because I ate more. You want to know the truth? I miss my fangs.
But
no buts. It's what I want, and I want to help you.
My cheeks burn.
But you can't break your engagement because of me. I don't deserve it.
It's not just because of you. I really do miss being a beast. But, Abby, you do deserve it. You were willing to stay a beast for me. You have a heart of gold.
My eyes fill with tears.
Not always. Sometimes I can be pretty beastly. I've done some terrible things.
People make mistakes, Mike says, but a few mistakes don't make a person a monster. No one can be nice all the time.
Beauty is, I say. But maybe I shouldn't be, Beauty says. She takes off her veil. I almost got married just to be nice. That doesn't seem very smart. You should get married because it makes you happy.
Mike nods. I figured out what makes me happy, being a beast. You need to figure out what makes you happy too, Beauty.
Books make me happy, she says wistfully. Oh, maybe you should become a librarian or a bookseller, I exclaim. You're really good at recommending books.
You are welcome to take all the books in the basement,
Mike says. Beauty's eyes shine, but then she shakes her head. I can't be a librarian, she says. I have to help the orphans, and the soup kitchen, and grumpy great-grandma, and I have to take care of my dad's cottage. You've taken care of the cottage for years, I say. Let your sisters have a turn. Maybe it's time to take care of yourself. Maybe, Beauty echoes. She looks around from me to Jonah to Prince to Mike. I guess my first step is taking off the engagement ring, she says. Ready? Are you sure? I ask Mike.
Absolutely, he booms.
Beauty wiggles the ring off her finger. My skin starts to sizzle. It feels as if I'm sitting under a heat lamp at a restaurant. After a few seconds, my face stops sizzling. I touch my cheek. It's smooth. I look at Mike. Fur is growing on his face and arms, and he's getting taller and taller. Mr. Beast is turning back into his beastly self. He stretches his arms over his head and he grins, showing off his fangs.
That feels much better, he says happily. I'm me. Mike is such a boring name anyway. Goodbye, Mike. Hello, Mr. Beast.
It worked. We're back to normal. Suddenly, the front door smashes open.
What is going on in here?
Demands Jax the fairy with a nasty smile. I jump. We switched back. You said if they broke their engagement, we would switch back. Says Jax. He runs his fingers through his purple hair.
Yes, I did say that, didn't I? But that was before you people didn't invite me to the party. You invited everyone but me. That wasn't very nice. Don't you know that fairies get mad when they're not invited to parties? Now you will all be punished. Everyone here will become beasts.
What? I say, panicked. No, you can't do that. He takes out his yo-yo and starts swirling it over his head.
Yes, I can. One beast, two beasts, now a few. You should be a beast, and you, and you, and you!
Not again, I say as I feel my body stretch and the fur sprout on my face and hands. I watch in horror as the same fur sprouts across Jonah's and Beauty's faces. I hear anguished screams from the great hall. Them too? The fairy swirls his yo-yo around his fingers and cackles.
Now this is a party!